Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to One-on-One. Today you're going to meet Reuben West, a man who can be described as dynamic, one of those people who I've surrounded myself by, and today I'm putting around you to help you move forward in this life and do, accomplish, become all that God designed you to be. Reuben West is an internationally recognized speaker, trainer, published author, and watch this, Reuben is a certified and professional success coach. He's teaching and training people from all walks of life to step into their purpose and showing them how to achieve their personal greatness. And today, Reuben West is here to reveal strategies and steps to turn your life around and help you to answer the big question about purpose and vision in a brand new acclaimed book he calls Destination Mastery. Today you'll meet Reuben, and with this book, begin your journey to the greatest days of your life. But there's more. When Reuben West came into our studios, I got the surprise of my life. In walked with Reuben, a close friend of his who absolutely, unquestionably rocked my world. And today, joining me and Reuben in what I will describe as a God encounter, a one-on-one program that was historical for me, and that will absolutely rock your world, is none other than one of the world's most renowned motivational speakers, Mr. Les Brown. If you don't know Les, if you don't know Reuben, well, let me tell you that today you're going to meet two dynamic, highly sought-after leaders of thought and motivation, visionary thinking, men whom I know have impacted major corporations, industries, government, and people from all walks of life, and that means you today. And just like I discovered, you will discover right here on a groundbreaking one-on-one. Reuben West, Les Brown, I cannot tell you what an honor it is for me to have you on the program.
I feel blessed to be in your presence. So thank you for who you are and the work that you do and the lives that you're transforming.
Well, it's a delight, and it's an honor to have you both. Yes, it truly is.
Thank you for having us here. We appreciate being here.
Les Brown, you are a pioneer, if I may, and I would submit a father to an industry of men and women across the world that aspire to inspire.
Yes.
So you need no introduction, dear sir.
Yes, sir.
But we are sitting here with a man who I would like our viewers to understand. Reuben, you've written a book, Destination Mastery. I like to get right into it. This book describes 7 steps towards success. Now, you didn't just come into this world a writer.
No.
Right?
No, sir.
Your background is one of science.
Yes.
And process.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Give me and the viewer a little understanding of who Reuben West really is.
Absolutely. So my original degree is in criminal justice with emphasis on juvenile corrections. I wanted to help youth. I wanted to help them see something different in themselves. When I did my internship at the juvenile facility, I thought to myself, this is babysitting. You know, my sister is 11 years younger than me and she didn't need a degree to babysit. And so I realized that if I was going to make a difference, I had to look within me. And I had been studying martial arts. So I said, I'm going to open up a martial arts school because there I could give them what I need them to have. I could help them see something different about themselves. Now, here's what happened. People started to question me, Reuben, how are you going to do that? What do you know about business? What do you know about a martial arts school? Not knowing that you have to be willing to operate in faith and gratitude, that you have to step out there. If you know how it's going to work, you don't need faith.
Yeah.
And so I had to step out there. But in doing so, I discovered some processes that I would use again and again and again. That school I've had for 17 years now. I was inducted in the U.S. Martial Arts Hall of Fame in 2005 as Instructor of the Year. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that there's some things about you that you don't even know.
Yeah.
That when you start out on this journey called life, you discover some things along the way that are enlightening to you. And so I wanted to test it. I said, I want to start a surgical profession. I was in the Gulf War in 91. I was a surgical tech. We passed instruments to the doctors. And one of the surgeons said, Reuben, I'm going to teach you to assist because it's not 9 to 5 at war. And so he showed me a few things. And that, I got a bug. I had an idea that I wanted to start this profession. Now, here's the thing. It took me about 10 years to get it going, which means to say that during the process, I got hit. I had some setbacks. I failed a few times. They say that failure is reserved for those few unique individuals who are determined to try.
Wow. I sense some real drive here. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And I like that in
criminal justice.
Yes, sir.
Martial arts.
Yes, sir.
And now medicine.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're a driven individual. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the baseline for people watching? Okay, they are where they are. They're wanting to move forward in life. They're wanting a different life. They're wanting to write a different story. I hear
yes,
you describe
something. Absolutely. Often. I learned that from my mother. I remember Mama getting ready for work. She adopted 7 kids, 3rd grade education. She would mm-hmm. say, oh, Arthur's bothering me. I said, Mama, who's Arthur? She said, don't worry. You live long enough, you'll find out. Now that I'm 70, I know arthritis. But she went to work anyhow. I remember she used to say in church, thank the Lord for waking me up in my right mind this morning. I said, why do y'all say that every Sunday? She said, don't worry. You live long enough,
you'll
find out. Went in the room to find something the other day, got in there, couldn't remember what I was looking for, came out. Remembered, went back in, found it. Then I couldn't remember what I was looking for. So I got up this morning, like I said, I thank the Lord for waking me up in my right mind this morning. So that drive, that determination, that willingness to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have is what helped people to develop themselves when they read this book.
People are looking for more in life. They're destitute. They're discouraged. They are depressed. There are people that get up each and every day and bow their head and pray, God, help me. Mm-hmm. I believe this program could be a divine appointment mm-hmm. for a lot of people watching right now. You know, every day we get up and we face a decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do we stay where we are? Mm-hmm. Do we accept the story that's been written for us? Or do we choose to do something, to step into the fullness of what God designed us to be and created in us to do in this world, that if we could just see with our spiritual eyes, we would forget all of the worry and the struggle and the hopelessness because we would be so fixed on the vision of God's life for us. Am I getting it right?
You are. We have to be conscious of what we're allowing in our mind and what's coming out of our mouths. We have to be conscious of our relationships and keep thine eyes single on the things that we want to do in life that represents the pleasure that we can provide for God.
That's powerful. I think that if people want to achieve true change in their life and see it, they have to change the way they think. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that requires us reprogramming mm-hmm. bad thinking patterns established by sometimes how we were raised, a lot by what we've experienced, what the enemy would have us to believe, instead of what God says we're supposed to be thinking. As a man thinketh,
so is he.
Reuben, this is a smart book, sir.
Thank you.
What is this book going to tell me? What's this going to say about me? What's it going to tell me that I am different than what I see now?
Well, the first thing it's going to tell you is that whatever you see yourself as, that's what your mental mindset is going to defend. I'll give you an example. There's people who have organ failure or system failure, and they need a transplant. Mm-hmm. And so let's say someone goes in and they get a kidney transplant. They get the donor match. The surgery goes fine. Everything works out just perfect. But here's a unique thing. The body will reject it. Mm. The body in its infinite wisdom knows, wait a minute.
That's not my
That's
organ.
Not me.
Yeah.
And so it rejects it.
That doesn't
it.
Belong in here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I call it the viral success system. I talk about it in the book. You have a mental viral success system. that once you try and take on something new, he'll say, wait a minute, you're not the person who deserves that. You're not the person who deserves a new job or a better relationship. So the first thing it's going to tell him is that however you see yourself, that's what your mind is going to defend. And so even if something positive comes to you, you'll reject it, just like the body does. It's a patterned after system.
Is that developed over time?
Absolutely. That's why we're told, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So this restructures your thinking and gives you a new vision of who you are and the possibilities in your life.
Les, is it possible that people watching don't know that they have adopted this, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it like it is, this loser's mindset?
We don't know, and we don't know that we don't know. We bought into it unconsciously.
See, because here's the thing. Most of us have surrounded ourselves with people that think and act like we do.
Sure.
Misery
loves company.
So you've got to upgrade your relationships.
Yes.
And one of the things this book will do, it's teach people how to surround themselves with supportive, positive, encouraging relationships. None of us can make it by ourselves. Jesus said, all power is in my hands, and he had 12 disciples. And part of what you discover, your influences come from your relationships. You earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of your closest friends. Now, when I found that out, I got all my broke friends out of my life. I said, y'all gotta go. You can't be up in here with me. Yeah. And so, because they're toxic relationships and nourishing relationships, what fellowship does light have with darkness?
That's right.
None.
That's right.
And so there are people you have to let go. Let go or be dragged. And what he does is help you to establish relationships that can help you move forward in your life.
Wow.
There's a German proverb that says, when a dove associates with crows, its feathers remain white. It's its heart that turns black. And so we don't even realize that the transformation is taking place on the inside, whether it be positive or negative, based on the people we surround ourselves with.
You're speaking to some people right now. I mean, they're thinking right now about all of the folks around them that keep them down, keep them discouraged, keep them distressed. But question, hey, is this book going to help me, even in the midst of that, think differently, no matter what I'm surrounded by?
Yes, it will. Because what I talk about is the positive mindset and understand after each chapter, there's some reflective questions that are designed to help you get to the heart of your current situation. Because a lot of times we just go on autopilot as is. And this is going to make them stop and ask the question. And there's some space for them to fill in the blanks if they actually do the work. So a lot of times people read for entertainment and they're not actually doing the work. But if you stop at the end of each chapter and answer the questions, then it'll help you see exactly where you need to go, the changes that you need to make. And there's some resources buried within the book that they have access to. It'll tell them where to go to get those resources.
That's strong.
Yes.
I could not ask of a better, greater endorsement than from Les Brown to give me a little insight into why in the world should I read this man's book. Could I ask us that?
Absolutely, because he has depth and he has knowledge. I'm 70 years old. I've been doing this a long time. And the thing is, you're never too old to learn and you're never too young to teach.
Good.
So I'm 70, but there are insights and experiences and a level of thinking that he has that has been beneficial to me and will be beneficial to the people that are watching right now. This is a brand new day of what the late Peter Drucker calls the era of the three C's, accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition. Knowledge is the new currency. And so people who are serious about living a life that's more expanded, being able to live a life of contribution, being able to make a difference. Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind.
Wow.
And so this book will teach people how to create their greatest life. This book will teach people the methods and the techniques that you can use right now to turn your life around.
It's awesome. And Reuben and Les, I must ask you, on your journey in life to have become as successful as you are, I mean, you're speaking to millions of people worldwide, not just the United States, across the world.
Yes.
Helping challenge them and inspire them and motivate them to reach beyond themselves. Did you yourself have that moment where you looked and said, I want some of that?
Oh, without any question, because my mother, I'm adopted, one of seven kids, born in an abandoned building on a floor in a poor section of Miami, Florida called Liberty City. My mother worked for wealthy families on Miami Beach. And the thing is that when you see people that are successful, you want some of that. At one point in my life, I was so broke, I'd walk past a bank and trip the alarm.
Does struggle produce something? I mean, I'm thinking about the people watching. And
without any question.
Okay.
Even my being labeled educable, mentally retarded, and put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade, and failing again in the eighth grade and no college training, those setbacks helped me to become who I am now. I'm reminded of a little boy going through a park. Are you familiar with the story?
Oh, yeah.
He saw a butterfly about to come out of the cocoon, and he watched, and it came out, and it flew. Came through again and saw another butterfly struggling. He decided to take a pin out of his pants and help it. And when the butterfly hit the ground, fluttered his wings and died because the struggle itself gave it life.
Wow. So struggle can produce something. Struggle can produce something.
You know,
am I hitting it right?
Absolutely. Sometimes God gives us the advantage of disadvantage. And what I mean by that is sometimes the very setbacks that we have, we were literally given to bring out the best in us. I say that you've never seen a heavyweight boxer that was born rich. They were in a difficult neighborhood, a difficult situation, and they used the things that was within them to bring themselves out of it. They went to the gym every day. They worked hard. But if they wouldn't have been in that difficult situation, they wouldn't have been willing to take all those hits.
That's right.
And so one of the things you have to look at is when you find yourself in a difficult situation, what is this situation supposed to develop in me that's going to bring out my greatness?
Wow. So you begin to ask questions.
Yes.
Why am I here?
Yes.
Why am I going through this?
Why did this happen to me, you know?
There are people watching the program that are tired of stepping back into the ring to fight again, only to find themselves yet again defeated.
Yes.
You have spent your entire career reminding people that they need to look at not where they are and who they might have become in their mind, but that they were created to be something far beyond what they might see today.
Something
Am I right?
said to you, absolutely. Something I said to you earlier, that in life you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
Consider it pure joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My brethren, when you face trials of many kinds.
Yes.
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Yeah.
And let perseverance have its perfect work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to submit that it's possible that we can believe that everything that you have walked through, struggled through, faced, and even the things that you think might have you beaten so far down, there's nowhere else to look but up, that it's been the breeding ground for God to produce the greatest miracle in the life of the believer. And I believe, Reuben, that miracle sometimes can come in the form of a book.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, Les has a quote on one of his tapes. It says, when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And so that's what we have to do, is keep our eyes on the prize.
Yes.
Because there's only three types of problems in life: the ones you've been through, the ones you're going through, and the ones that are waiting on you. And trust me, around the corner.
All right, well, that sounded kind of negative.
Yeah. No, it's not negative. Remember, we have to count it all joy. Why?
Yeah.
Because we're in the process of developing ourselves into the person that can handle whatever the blessing is coming.
I got you. What do we say to people that are in that place of, just going to say it like it is, suffering?
Faith is the oil that takes the friction out of pain.
Wow.
And so this is a part of all of us. We get a one-way ticket here.
That's right.
And we have to deal with it. You remember what Forrest Gump said? Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yep.
But you do know how you are to respond.
Yes.
And what you're saying is, our first response to the struggle needs to not be accepting what the enemy would have us believe.
Right.
But declaring, proclaiming, what God says it's all about.
Yes.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Very, very much so. And look at that.
And that requires being grateful.
It requires being grateful.
So in other words, do I say, I'm thankful, God, for what you're putting me through or allowing me to walk through, knowing that I'm going to come out the other side stronger and better and more able than I ever would have been otherwise. Am I getting it right?
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. What I want people to get is someone paid the price for you and they've handed the baton to you.
Yes.
What are you going to do with it?
You know, so many people have forgotten that fundamental truth, which is that all of the work and all of the toil and all of the sacrifices that you've made, God sees. All of the times that you worked so hard with such diligence and you thought, no one sees what I do. No, the Master sees. And the law of sowing and reaping, it's a universal principle. You cannot sow anything without there being a harvest. But you got to have the will to be able to push through until the harvest comes.
When Muhammad Ali was first knocked down by George Frazier, Howard Cosell asked him, why did you get up so quickly? You could have just laid there and gotten your wits together. He said, when I looked around to see where I was, a canvas is no place for a champion.
Wow.
So the things that happen to us, they're defining moments. They define who you are. Elsie Robinson said, things may happen around you and things may happen to you, but the only things that really count are the things that happen in you.
Wow.
And greater is he that is in you than
he that is in the world. And so many people, Reuben, are laying on a canvas, face down, in fear, of getting up, believing that if they get up again, they're only going to be knocked down once more.
Yes.
But you're saying one of the steps to wild success is knowing that when you get up, God's going to meet you there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Do you not deserve, do you not owe it to yourself? There we go again. Do we not owe it to ourselves?
Yes.
To do something more, to do something different, to be something more, to be something different. Of course you do. But that requires us to believe in ourselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That requires us to believe that we are greater than we might feel or see. Am I right?
Absolutely.
That begins with this book. It will be the thing to move you into the direction that God has designed in your DNA, the power in you to unleash in this world. You deserve it. The world needs it. We encourage you to take this one simple step. We'll be right back right after this.
Have you ever wondered why success seems to come so easily to some people, while despite your constant struggles and efforts, life seems to just push you back down? Try as you might, does it feel like success always slips out of your hands? If you are tired of living defeated, frustrated, and second best, it's time for you to do something about it. It's time to change your mindset and get the tools that will move you ahead in life. What you don't know is keeping you average. But today you have the chance to tap into the wisdom and power that can fuel your desire for a happier home life, a more prosperous career, more fulfilling relationships, and even better health. It's your time to move beyond disappointment and defeat and discover the power that comes from walking in your destiny. With this exclusive one-on-one television offer, you'll get the surefire, proven process that so many others are using to transform their lives into the picture of success. In his landmark book, Destination Mastery, 7 Steps to an Extraordinary Life, Reuben West will show you how to build a foundation for duplicating success and victory in every area of your life. This isn't just another self-help book. This is your roadmap to creating lifelong change that will lead you to another level of achievement and purpose. Reuben West gives you more than just life-changing insights. He gives you practical steps that empower you to get yourself moving towards the life you want right away. And through self-guided reflection questions at the end of each chapter, you will gain an invaluable understanding of who you truly are, an understanding that will unlock your gifts, talents, and abilities and put you on the path to your ultimate purpose and destiny.
This book will teach people how to create their greatest life. This book will teach people the methods and the techniques that you can use right now to turn your life around.
In addition to this life-changing book, we will also include the Destination Mastery audio presentation so you can take Dr. Reuben West wherever you go. This is simply a must-have system if you want to unlock the keys to perpetual success in your life. It's like having Reuben West as your personal mentor, guiding you, encouraging you into a better marriage, a greater career, more effective parenting, improved health and wellness, and even increased financial well-being. If you call now as a special one-on-one exclusive offer, you'll receive the interactive book, Destination Mastery, 7 Steps to an Extraordinary Life, and the companion audio CD for your one-time gift of only $40. You will not find this system at this price anywhere else. Get encouragement and motivation to overcome every obstacle and succeed in the face of every struggle. And this offer just keeps getting better. With thought leaders and champions for revolutionary life change like Reuben West and Les Brown, there was simply not enough time in this program to include all of the wisdom and practical encouragement they had to offer. So if you call now as an added bonus, Damon will include the full-length, uncut interview featuring over an hour of footage not seen on today's program. You will laugh, cry, and get inspired through personal stories, insights, and revelations gained on their journeys to lives of success and fulfillment. So that's the entire Destination Mastery collection, including the interactive book and reflection guide, the companion audio CD, and the entire uncut one-on-one interview with Reuben West and Les Brown for your gift of only $40. No matter what you may be struggling with right now, no matter what you have struggled with in the past, this is your toolbox to build the life you've always wanted. All you need is the courage to pick up your phone and tell Damon you're ready to live the life you were meant to. Make the decision right now that you are not going to give up. Call or go online to order now.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.